Hi, Dave. This is John Kyle. I'm a senior online marketing advisor at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Good night, sir. How are you?
I'm doing real good. So I see here you operate DJ Pest Control in Abilene, Texas. And you've been in business about 7 years now. Is that right?
Yes. I've owned the company for 7 years. We're working on 8 right now.
Okay. Good. All right. So you definitely have some established business here. That helps a lot. For optimization services. So tell me a little bit about what it is that your goals are for this year in terms of marketing the business.
I'm just trying to get more online presence. I've got good local presence, but more of an online presence.
Okay. Well, then you are in the right place. I see here you have a Yelp listing already. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Are you running any advertising dollars with Yelp, or is it just the listing itself?
Just the listing itself.
Okay. Well, good news is
with them, and I didn't get nothing.
Yeah, they're not they're not everyone's cup of tea. I will tell you that. So I'm glad you had that. You have some feedback for that, but at least you know, it does give you some presence out there. Now, in terms of DJ's Pest. Did you set up with Google yet in terms of doing a Google business profile, anything like that to grow that way?
I did set up a profile, just not real, it's not real active. I did set up a website. I did set up a meta page.
Okay. So you're definitely doing everything you can on your own, it seems. Not hiring people, just you putting in the sweat equity, is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Well, I do see your website. Your website does pop up when I look for DJ's Pest in Abilene, so that's helpful. The next step would be to help you optimize, right? Like, I see your listing on MapQuest. I see a listing on Yelp, but we really want to get your listing on Google. I'm sure you're familiar that Google is basically the new version of the Yellow Pages for everyone, almost everyone, right? Where if you're looking for a business, you know, someone's going to look at pest control and near me, and you'll see companies like Bug Blasters, Pest Patrol, American Allied. You familiar with any of those company names?
Yes.
Okay. So those people are already doing optimization. They're not doing pay-per-click advertising or anything like that. They're strictly paying a service provider like us to make sure that they show up on the map listings and on the first page. So if someone's looking for pest control services in Abilene and the surrounding areas, they're going to be one of the first choices on this listing or through this you know, group of companies. So that's how they focus on their growth. And again, that's the same exact thing that we do. We've been a Google Premier Channel partner for well over a decade now. We've been in business almost 20 years now, and we have about 10,000 clients nationwide. So again, what happens is when we reach out to Google to let them know we need to optimize DJ's Pest, we definitely get results, and the main reason being is we invest tens of thousands of dollars with Google every month. And as you may imagine, you know, that gives us a little bit more pull when we're looking to work with a client in your area. So how it works is that the moment we start working with you, Dave, we close out this area, meaning we only focus on your business in terms of pest control in the Abilene area. Does that make sense so far?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the number one reason why we do that, Google does rate us based on our success rate for you. So we have to make sure at least 3 out of 4 of our clients are successful. So that's why we only work with one company per region. Because as you can imagine, if we worked with two, if only one of the two was successful, now we're at a 50% success rate. And that's really not the most effective way to keep Google happy. So we make sure that we are only optimizing you. We can help, you know, with your website. Again, your website's already up and running. Our job is just to get the more eyeballs on it, right? That's the main focus here. And also get your profile up and running with Google so that way when someone looks for pest control, they see you on the map. That is our primary service. And just to let you know, the second level of what we do that's really, really helpful for our clients is Facebook advertising. Have you ever tried anything like that yet?
I have a couple of times. I didn't get much traction with it, so.
Okay. Now, if it's a hard no, that's okay. That's not a problem. You said you tried with Facebook, like the actual Boost ads, or what did you do on Facebook specifically?
It was Boost ads a while back. It's probably about a year, 2 years ago. And then
okay.
I tried stuff like Angie's List, or there was another one.
Well, Angie's is a totally different service, right? Angie's is that whole, like, battlefield of leads, right, where they sell you a lead and sell 10 other people
well, yeah.
a lead.
And yeah, and that's what I'm listening to you is just one, you're only working with one person in the region, so that's the reason I've still been talking to you. If you would have been Angie's List or the other guy, I'd already stopped the conversation because I don't see that right because you're selling the lead to me and to somebody else and three other people and you're getting paid four different times for one lead and that I may not get, so it's just a waste of money to me.
Not to mention when they get paid four or five different times, they have four upset clients with one happy one at that same time. And I really don't know how that model works for them, but you know, they still run advertisements all over the place, right? I mean, you hear them on the radio, you see them on TV. So it's not like it's not working, but don't get me wrong. Our job is to make
it's
you happy
for them.
Every month.
I mean, they're making,
right.
They're making buku money. I mean, they are,
right.
Their clients are.
Exactly. And again, it's one of those models that doesn't really work for people who are in the field. It really only works if you had like a call center hitting up the lead right when they come through. You know what I mean? Like that's probably the only way Angie's even works. But just to let you know, again, our job is to earn your business each and every month. It is a flat rate. You know, we can do Facebook ads. You can leave that as an option for later, but I'll let you know the pricing so you understand. Facebook tends to be popular with our clients just because it hits the residential market really well, especially when we set up the time frame correctly and the locations. We usually hit clients when they're resting or they're like in bed, and that tends to be a very effective form of residential marketing. But again, if that's not for you right now, no problem. So I'll go through two prices here. If all you're looking for is just the Google optimization, we optimize you on also Apple, Bing, and the other major search engines. We can definitely do that. We can help you build out your web, not build out your website, but build out your Google business profile and again, get you on the map listings. The price for that is $199 a month. And then if you ever decide to do the Facebook ads, we do include $100 of Facebook ads each and every month for our clients who opt in. And your incremental cost is only $50. So it'd be $249 a month if you also wanted to run $100 of Facebook ads each and every month.
Okay. Now, what's the guarantee? What's y'all's stick? I mean, because there's got to be something that we can actually look at and actually say, okay, look, I am doing this. This is a guarantee that you'll be, you know, first page. Guarantee.
Good question.
You know,
great question. So that's why we do heavily recommend the Facebook ads, because that gives you click-through rates. It gives you a lot of tracking on the back end. We do provide a dashboard to show you analytics each and every month. And you're right, Dave. That is very important to our clients and for our own sake, because that is our proof of the in the pudding to show you what results we're producing, right? When it comes to the different types of analytics, it can be something as impressions, which just means how many times your listing showed up in front of someone's face. It can be more complex as click-through rate. It can be based on your calls that received, and we can show you which calls came in through our listings and so on and so forth. So how we do all that is very simple. We set up a tracking number, if you're familiar with that. So it does when your Google listing goes live, instead of you being flooded a bunch of calls to your personal number, right, where everyone can keep track of your personal number and start doing some very strategic marketing to your personal number, we do a tracking number setup where it goes straight to your phone number. You won't even realize the difference, and your clients will connect with you directly. It's not going through anyone else. And then, but again, it allows you on the back end to keep track of everything that's come through based on these listings. So that way you can also justify each and every month whether or not you want to continue with us, because again, our job is to earn that business monthly.
Okay.
So out of the two, which one do you think sounds more reasonable to, at first glance?
So with going the $199, not the $249, I don't have access to the phone call aspect of it or anything like that. because it's not attached to the Facebook. So if it just went through the Google, there's not much of a way to track that. Is that what you're telling me?
No, I'm not saying it's not much of a way to track it. That, there is a way to track it as well. It's a, just a different tracking, right? It's based on your Google impressions. And I'll let you know this. Social media, I'm not a big social media user. I want to just say that just to let you know. I'm not sure if you and I are in the same boat, but I grew up at a different time and social media was not a thing. So is that a fair assessment of you as well? Do you use social media like some of these younger kids do?
No, I'm Gen X, so I'm right there with you.
Okay, so I grew up in the 80s.
I'm early Gen X.
Gotcha. I grew up in the 80s, you know, and it was one of those things where, you know, we're outside playing, not on our phones, right? I mean, no one even had phones, right? So social media is not my bread and butter, so to speak, of what I do during the day. But I will tell you this. It is very popular when it comes to advertising. That's why also we only charge you $50, because we understand if you've used it before and maybe it didn't work just right. We're not trying to break the bank by including it, but we do know how successful it is when we get behind the machine to make it work for you, right? So, again, that's why we suggest it, but you can turn that on at any time. I want you to know that, too. If it's just not something that you really want to digest right now, that's okay. We can start you up with Google. I want to let you know turnaround time, too. When it comes to Facebook ads, we can get live with your Facebook ads within 7 to 14 days. So that is a guarantee that your Facebook ads will go live. And if you need us to build a Facebook page for you, we can do that as well. Same time frame, okay? If you want us to just go live with Google, optimization does take time because there are some channels we have to go through Google to get approval. They do verify you're a bona fide business and all those things there. So when they do that, typically, most people who don't have the clout that we have with Google, they take anywhere between 3 and 6 months to get on that page of the map listings. And in our case, because we do so much advertising with them, it takes us 30 to 45 days. So there's that aspect too. If you want a quicker understanding of how successful we can be for you, the extra $50 will at least let you start tracking what we're doing within, you know, 1 or 2 weeks.
Okay. So it's 1 or 2 weeks to see an actual return on my investment, and then another 2 weeks to see it fully vested in your program. Okay, so does that help with voice searches or no?
So we used to do, good question. We used to do voice searches in the past. We had that for a lot of our clients, and they didn't really get as much results as people claim. Like, I know there's a lot of people who sell voice search still, but here's the deal with that. Think about this. When someone asks Alexa, like, who does pest control around me? If you think about it, what would they do next? They're still going to research you, right? They're not just going to ask Alexa, like, 10 different questions about that business. Because it's just not practical. Does that make sense?
To a degree, yes.
Okay. And so, again, we just found that the ROI for our clients wasn't really there. So we stopped doing that about a year and a half ago.
Okay.
But, again, I'm not knocking it. Have you tried it yet?
No, I'm just thinking about the way most people... Isn't a thought that says if you can make white people's life easier, they're going to buy it. That's the reason car washes are so popular compared to your day and my day when the people would actually go to a car wash and wash their own
vehicle. Right.
So also with voice searches, there are most younger individuals that just call and say, look, Apple, give me a number to a pest control in Abilene. And then they'll give them one and they'll go run off with it. They won't even search the company. I get what you're saying, but I was also, you know, just trying to understand the process.
Yeah. And again, there's a lot of ways to skin a cat. Don't get me wrong. And, you know, again, we just look for what can we do at a reasonable price point for our clients to get them the best ROI. And then as they grow, if they want to do even more level, like, don't get me wrong, we offer higher levels of advertising. We offer Google pay-per-click ads. We offer Google pay-per-lead ads, similar to Angie's, but a little different because it's directly through Google and it's not a competitive ad. It's just basically you pay Google to give you a direct lead that you're the only one getting. Again, those are all different levels, and it's for as companies grow, right? And so one of the levels we had in the past was the voice, again, voice-activated leads and whatnot. It's just, like I said, it wasn't really worth the additional cost from what our analytics show, right? And maybe our analytics wasn't perfect in that situation, but we compared it to a lot of other things like the Facebook ads that I was recommending, and you know, we have a lot of other stronger options in that regard.
Okay, so what is your guarantee that, you know, me buying into your deal for a month and stuff like this, what is the guarantee, hey, look, you know, we're going to increase your sales by da-da-da-da, or you'll at least get so many phone calls during this duration of time? What is y'all's, hey, look, this is what we stand by?
Great question. So what we stand by is getting you visible, right? Like, and I want to say that loud and clear. We are not a lead seller. So we don't guarantee a lead count, right? We guarantee advertising, right? We guarantee we're going to run $100 of Facebook ads for you, and you're going to get, you know, this many potential click-throughs, because Facebook $100 can last most of our clients a whole month of ads. You're going to get guaranteed, you're going to get your web optimized to where we're going to have you on the map listing. I can guarantee that within 30 to 45 days. And I guarantee that we're going to do everything we can to make sure you're one of the top listings in Abilene moving forward. And we do that with optimizing with reviews and just making sure that everything is accurate about your business online, because Google does value accuracy when it comes to the data behind your business, such as address, phone number, website, and so forth. So all those factors we can guarantee. Remember, we are a marketing and advertising company. And I just want to separate us from Angie's and Yelp. We are not a lead seller.
No, and I catch that. But, you know, Gary, one of the spills that the guy just talked about was putting the, you know, first page on Google, this is that, the other, you know.
Right, and those are the things we do guarantee, correct.
Okay. So if there's not a count of impressions or anything like that, that's a guarantee, or is it just, hey, look, we're just going to
We give you all the data, so we give you tracking, and then we will show you those results. So you're going to have all the analytics you need to make the, you know, good business decision to move forward each and every month. That's important to us. And I will say this again: the other guarantee I can say is that I know for a fact over 70% of our clients continue with us each and every month. That's how we maintain our status with Google. So I will, let me send you that information right now just so you can see that. You accept text messages on this phone number, is that right?
Yes, and I'm driving at the moment, so.
Oh, maybe not a good idea. So anyway, to be a Google Premier Channel partner, right, yeah, don't text and drive, please. A former boss of mine used to get into fender benders all the time. I'm like, stop texting and driving. That's why you're doing that. But anyway, in regards to Google, to be a premier channel partner like we are, we have to invest a bare minimum, and we do a lot more than that, but a bare minimum of $10,000 in ad dollars every month. And then we also have to do a bare minimum of 70% success rate for our clients in terms of optimization, which means that you can't be a one-and-done client or, like, operate with us for 1 month and be unhappy, and that be considered a success. That's not how optimization success works. It means that you've been satisfied with us month in, month out for a long time. So I can make those guarantees that that's what our status is with Google. But just to be fair to you, any other marketing agency or advertising agency that says, I guarantee X amount of calls or clicks or anything like that, it's like the fudging of the details, right? You know what I mean? I would never put that in writing, you know, because that would just be so unfair to you and giving you a false impression of what advertising is, right? Advertising is much more of a slow and steady burn. Facebook ads are faster, I will say that. But when it comes to optimization, It's meant for the, long game growth, right? That's why you see all the big players doing it. I mean, some of your local competitors, they have 438 reviews, 896 reviews, 4.9 ranking. Like, so, you know, again, that optimization that Pest Patrol is doing as an example, is working really well for them, and they just stay there, right? They stay doing that type of, advertising because they can at this level. So that's what our goal is to continue to grow you. So that way you're as stable as Bug Blasters and Pest Patrol in terms of being on that first page and not having to fight for leads or test out Angie's again and so on and so forth.
Okay. Can you send me some stuff to an email address so that way I can look it over and I'll give you an answer by Friday morning?
Yeah, I can do that. Yeah, again, as long as it's available by then, absolutely. Again, you know, Abilene is not something that I'd say will close out by then, but if you were, let's say, in Austin, for example, or an area that was really hot, I would just let you know, to be kind to you, that we tend to fill these positions within 24 hours or something like that. But in your case, okay, you should have some time till Friday. What is a good email address for you?
It's going to be djspest and then c@gmail.com. So exact same name as the website, just add a C at the end of it, and it's at gmail.com.
Okay, so djspestc@gmail.com, right?
Correct.
All right, give me one second here. I'm just going to send it to you as we're talking so that way you have it. Yeah, and I appreciate you, you know, doing your due diligence. That's going to be important. You should check out our reviews. You know, we have a really strong following on Google, and then that way you can just see, you know, our background as well. I understand you were driving, so it's hard to see all that, so I get you there. But, yeah, we'll go ahead and just, again, check us out when you can. What time Friday do you want me to pencil in the callback time? And I'll let you know
Central time.
At that point. Noon Central. Okay.
Noon Central time. All right.
I will pencil that in. Thanks so much for your time. Have a good one now. Drive safe.
You too, bye.